I think that it is very silly to spend all your life only singing in the same, or conducting, or whatever you do, in the same five cities, and forgetting that the rest of the world is super fascinating. It's wrong to think that a small place cannot generate a big thing.
So you treat it as a challenge here, to be here.
No, challenge is too...
ogromnym wyzwaniem dla pana być tutaj.
Challenge is too limited, a word. I treat it as an extreme pleasure to have the chance. It's me who has the chance. Not that you have the chance that I am here. I have the chance of being here, which is different. When you stand in front of an orchestra of young people in age, but mature people in art, it's an amazing combination. I think there's a big problem with the orchestra name.
Jest ogromny problem z
with the orchestra name.
Z nazwą orkiestry.
This academy thing, I think you should remove from the name. Because this gives to the outside people the impression that you are dealing with a group of students, and it is not true. It's a group of young, super professional players. So I think Beethoven Orchestra would be enough. Just enough. Just take the academy or explain what academy means. I think the concert tonight would be a nice musical experience, but for me it would be a specially human experience. It's a dream for an idealist like I am, to work with people that look at you with light in the eyes and not with the routine. The same applies to the choir.
To samo dotyczy, to samo jest,
and the same applies to my soloists. Ursula, because she is young both in age and in career. Angosha, because like me, we are young here and here. That's what you're going to hear today. I strongly advise to whoever comes looking for an old style experience to stay home. We, the mature ones, would have done already enough damage. It will be a fresh look.
Also for you?
Of course, yes. Mainly for me. I'm very egoist in that sense. I come to work with young people because in that way I can suck from them out the young energy and put it on me like a lifting.
Lifting.
Yeah, this is musical lifting for me.
Lifting.
When I finish the rehearsals, I am exhausted. But with 10 years younger each rehearsal. More.
I have a question.
You have a question?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I always wanted to ask you, and maybe this is a good time. What do you find for yourself as a conductor, what you cannot find as a singer?
Basically, it's the same thing.
Tak naprawdę jest to, chodzi o tę samą rzecz.
But when you sing, when I sing, I do my biggest effort to try to contaminate everybody around with my energy. And you know it because we have sung together. And that may work or not, but there's nothing I can do to make it work, yes or yes. But when I conduct, because I am in charge, it is not acceptable for me that everybody doesn't get into that kind of energy.
Total power.
It's not total power. It's the contrary. It's total mission.
What?
When I am in front of the orchestra and I see the musicians and I see the choir and I see everybody. Oh my God.
Don't move.
Again. One, two, three. Go. This hand is very powerful. I can immediately see the type of energy I receive from the musicians. And when that energy is not good, I give a first try to recover the person in a loving way. But if after trying one, two, three times to bring that person into the same mood of the group, I don't succeed, then I very elegantly ask that person to leave the group. Mm-hmm. Because I think the obligation of a leader is not only to make a group, but also to see where the danger of the group is and cut it before it's too late. That's the part I really hate of being a leader. Because it's very violent for me in the soul to have to ask to somebody, please, if you don't fit in the picture, go.
Jest to bolesne dla mnie samego, okay. It's painful for yourself as well.
Luckily, I only had those things two or three times in 30-year career, so it's not so bad.